Welcome to The Fighting Priests, a podcast exploring orthodoxy and jujitsu. Two paths, one struggle. Father Ted Periskevopoulos and Father Thomas Sandberg are two orthodox Christian priests who also happen to be practitioners of jujitsu. Together, they explore how these two unique worlds intersect and what it means for our spirituality. Here's Father Ted and Father Thomas. Welcome, everybody, back to The Fighting Priests on our first ever Christmas special, episode 20. And this will be airing, I think, on Christmas Eve. So Merry Christmas to everybody. Christ is born, we say, in the Orthodox Church. And I am saying it to my co-host, Father Thomas Sandberg, who is in Niverville, Manitoba. Father Thomas, Christ is born.
Glorify him.
That's the response. Because, you know, everybody here in the Western world knows Merry Christmas, which is nothing wrong with that. But, you know, the Orthodox say Christ is born, and the answer is glorify him. And today is our Christmas special, so it's kind of like a little bit of a laid-back episode. We thought with Father Thomas we'd just relax and kick back and just maybe talk a little bit about just how the year has been going, reflecting back on our last, 19 episodes. And we have a special little guest today, my son George, who is almost 9 years old, and he is on the show today. We thought Christmas is a time of joy and happiness, and it's especially fun for little kids. And I have my son George on the podcast because George is also a practitioner of jujitsu. He started a year ago with me at Rev MMA, and he's been training hard for the last year, and so we're happy to have him. George, welcome to The Fighting Priests.
Hello.
Hello. He's just looking at me here. He's excited because he's never been on a – you've never been on a podcast before, eh, George?
No.
No. You want to say hi to everybody?
Hello.
You want to say hi to Father Thomas?
Hello.
Hey, George.
So, and Father Thomas, you know, it's been a while since you've seen George because you used to see him all the time when you were here in Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we're going to have George on the podcast today with us as a co-host, and we'll be talking about this year and about the Christmas season. And maybe talking to George a little bit about his jiu-jitsu experiences as a kid, as a child, kind of going through it. So let's get into it, shall we?
Well, hey, George, thanks for being on the show today.
You're very welcome, and I'm really glad to be on the show.
I'm glad to have you on the show. So how long ago did you start jiu-jitsu?
1 year ago.
1 year ago, and you like it?
Yep.
What do you like about it so far?
Grappling.
So do you like it better since your sister and brother have joined you there? Or do you like it better when you're by yourself?
Better by myself.
Yeah? How come?
Because it's more easier on dummies.
Well, I guess, yeah, because they don't resist. But at least this way you have training partners at home now.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't always have dummies.
Oh, no.
Oh, what did you do before you had the dummy? Use a pillow or something?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Before
COVID.
I used to go on partners.
Like at the academy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, before COVID, you used to train normally, right, George?
Yeah.
You used to train with friends there at the club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did you like Zoom classes? You had Zoom classes, right?
I liked the real dojo kind of better than Zoom class, but Zoom class, well, it was okay.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah, when COVID hit, we had to shut down, and then George was doing quite a few months at home in the living room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay, but it was better than the dojo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Better than nothing.
So, George, you don't just do jiu-jitsu. You do, in your class, it's called Junior MMA. So you don't just do grappling. You do other things too, right?
Yeah, striking and other stuff.
So, like, what type of striking do you do?
Jabs, crosses, hooks, uppercuts, roundhouses, and other stuff.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see.
You like that?
Go ahead.
We'll cut that. It's okay. Do you like, what do you like more? Do you like the grappling more than the striking, or do you like the striking more?
Grappling.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, me too. Me too. Mm-hmm. I see. What is your belt rank now?
Gray stripe belt.
Mm-hmm. So what does it go for in kids? You had a white belt, and then is that the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's after that?
A gray belt, solid.
Solid gray. Oh, so you have like the one with the white stripe through it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. You have your white belt, and you have the gray with the white stripe.
Oh, yeah, they do like the mix. So it like you can, if you see it, I see it in my head now. If you see the poster, you see how it transitions to the.
Yeah.
You get a part of the color of the next belt in the intermediate belt. Yeah.
So
I see.
Yeah, George, you were promoted when, in the summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to gray stripe.
During Zoom class.
Yeah.
During Zoom. Yeah.
And then now, how many stripes do you have on your belt right now?
All I remember is three.
You have three? You have one black one and two.
And two white ones.
Yeah, because in the junior programs, you have different types of stripes than when you train adult jiu-jitsu. In junior MMA, they have three different color of stripes. Right, George?
Yeah.
You have white four. What's white four?
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, like grappling and things like that, technique.
Yeah.
And then what other colors do you have?
Black for striking.
Black for striking, yeah. And?
Red for fitness.
Oh, for fitness. Okay, yeah. So right now you have two, on your gray stripe right now, you have two white stripes, right?
Yeah, and one black stripe.
For striking.
Yeah.
Cool, nice. Yeah.
I see. So do you start Zoom classes again now? Because Toronto locked down yesterday?
We're about to.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're about to. Yeah, they're going to probably do it for the little kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see. Well, you're looking forward to that or no? Trying to stay positive?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good attitude to have. Well, at least you were able to train. I guess where I am, I don't even remember the last time I was at the club now because they closed their club and then they locked everything down. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not been with other people.
Yeah, and how many times were you training before, George? How many times a week?
I forgot.
You forgot how many times you were training a week?
Yeah.
Well, you train on Tuesdays.
And.
Thursdays.
Thursdays.
And.
Fridays.
Not Fridays.
Saturdays.
Saturdays, yeah. So you train three times a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturdays are good days to train.
I was thinking of three times a week.
Yeah.
If you could do more, you would. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. That's how you get good. The more you train, the luckier you get. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, George was training. He started with me last November, so we both have been training for just exactly a year now. And when did Angelo? So Caterina, which is George's twin, she joined during the first lockdown, actually during the Zoom classes. So back in, I think it was June, end of June, beginning of July, Caterina started as well. And Angelo, his younger brother, who's 5.5, he's in the Munchkin MMA program. And and so they train all, Angelo trains twice a week.
Yeah.
And Caterina trains with you three times a week.
Yeah.
But Angelo and Caterina, they've also been promoted now, right?
Yeah.
They caught up a bit and they're in gray stripe as well.
Faster than I did.
Well, you know, they did a lot more classes on Zoom and things like that, right? A lot more hours. So, yeah, no, that's good. It's so now all of you are gray stripe, yeah?
Yeah.
That's very good.
Nice. That's really nice. And then when you lock down, you have training partners. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. We have to pull out a training dummy again, huh?
Yeah.
Or use each other.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, George. So, you know, Father Thomas asked you a little bit about, you know, your jiu-jitsu experience last year.
Yeah.
And now we're coming up to Christmas.
Yeah.
Right? We're recording it now a few weeks before Christmas, but this episode is going to come out on Christmas Eve, right before Christmas. Are you excited about Christmas?
Yep.
Is it your favorite holiday of the year or is it not?
Favorite.
Yeah? Why is Christmas your favorite?
because I actually haven't thought of that. I just like it for some reason.
You don't know why? There's no reason? Like what parts of Christmas, you know, Father Thomas asked you, what was your favorite part of jiu-jitsu? What's your favorite part of the Christmas holiday?
Christmas morning.
Christmas morning?
Yeah.
Why? Everyone knows the answer to this one.
Because of the presents.
The presents, yeah. Okay.
And the tree.
You like the tree? All right. And what are we celebrating on Christmas Day? Like what is in the church? Like what is Christmas all about?
Friends and family.
Yeah, and then who's born on Christmas?
Jesus.
That's right. Yeah. And usually we go to church. Although we don't know if we'll be able to be at church this year because of the lockdown, right?
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah. I know, it really does.
Yeah. But we can still pray at home, right?
Yeah.
And we do that anyways, right?
Yeah. We started to forget about that.
What?
Never mind.
Okay. About doing services at home? We started forgetting because we started going to church again?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What George is talking about, during the lockdown, we used to pray as a family. We used to do bigger services at home as a family in front of our prayer corner, right?
Yeah.
By the door there, because we couldn't go to church together, and we would do everything at home. And then when the church is reopened in the summer, now we've been going. So now we might have to start again doing our own little services at home again, right?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. I know.
All right.
Did you put up your tree yet?
No, but we're going to get it today.
Your pardon? You're doing it today?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're going to go to storage today, and we're going to go get the tree out of storage and go get our ornaments. George's going to help me, and we're going to take them home, and we're going to slowly start decorating the house. Right, George?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, me and my presbyter, Ashley, we did it on Sunday.
Yeah, well, everybody's doing it super early this year.
We usually always put it up on the 15th.
Of November? You start from the fast, right?
When the fast starts. I know, some people on the internet are like, oh, you can't put up your tree. It's like, you can do whatever you want. The tree is just some made-up thing. We put it on the 15th. I think Father Nick, I believe he does as well, because he wanted to. He mentioned the other day, and he was behind. He hadn't. And then so me and Ashley did. And I just don't put up the stockings till December 5th for St. Nicholas. That's just so
weird. There you go.
Yeah, so I do that.
Yeah, we usually in our household, we usually do it at the beginning of December around St. Nicholas time. And a lot of times, sometimes even later, because we're so busy. But this year, you know, it seems that because of just lockdowns and people are inside a lot more, everyone's got their trees up already from November. It's like very early. And I guess people just want to have a little bit of joy.
And, yep. You know, everyone loves Christmas lights to make you happier. So,
of course. Yeah. And Christmas decorations. Yeah. And yeah. And so the kids are excited. So I think we're going to do it as well a little earlier this year and just kind of get everything ready to go. So we can have a little bit of happiness in these dark, sad times.
Yeah.
You know?
Really sad.
Nobody likes coronavirus, eh, George?
Nuh-uh.
No. But at least schools are still open.
Yeah. I know.
Did you ever have school at home during the lockdown, George? Or were you always in school?
I was always in school.
No, the first lockdown.
No.
The first lockdown we had online, right?
Yeah, I know.
But now, in this one, in this lockdown, the schools are still open, which is great.
I was confused.
That's okay. It happened. Yeah. It's going to be, we'll see what happens. You know, myself and Father Thomas, George, we started this podcast during the first lockdown when everybody was shut down. And we were like, now we got some time. Let's do this podcast. We thought it'd be fun to talk about Orthodoxy and Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
And we've been doing it now for, I guess, Father Thomas. We started back in, I think, March, right? And
now it's episode
20. I don't even.
Now it's episode 20, George. You're right. Yeah, it's 20 episodes every 2 weeks, right? It's 40 weeks, right? And, you know, there's, what is it, 52 weeks in a year?
Yeah.
So we're coming up, like it's
and long.
Yeah, we're gonna come up to a year very soon. We'll have our 1 year up. You know, it's like we've had a pretty good time doing these episodes. So
yeah.
you're the first young person on the show, George.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it's like an early Christmas present for you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So you know, looking back on the last, you know, it's been, you know, not a full year, but we are coming up to definitely at least three quarters of a year of doing this podcast. You know, it's been a crazy year. 2020 has been very interesting, you know.
Yeah.
Father Thomas, you said you got a milestone coming up.
Yeah, I think November 30th, I think, is my 1 year of being a black belt.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Because I think from when I found out I was getting my black belt till, I guess, the end of February, beginning of March, that was a really good time. Like 2019 was a really good year. And the beginning of 2020 was. And I knew about the coronavirus since December when I was back in Manitoba for Christmas. I look forward to 2020, you know, and then competing as a black belt and being a new priest. And I guess the year went a totally different way. So it's been challenging because I've seen people a couple months in, they were like lower belts, like, oh, I haven't trained anything. Like during the first lockdown, whatever, the first 3 months. And it's like, how can you, I think the whole year I've been active doing whatever I can to, whether it's training by myself or like John Danaher says, like shadow sparring. Like if you watch that free instructional he put out, or it's training with my wife, or then finally when I was able to train with people again in Winnipeg. But I think, different when times change, you got to adapt. If you don't adapt, you're just going to be stuck where you were. So that's what I think looking back is you just got to be able to adapt and you got to keep going forward. You got to keep going forward all the time. Just progress. Cause if you're not going forward, you're standing still. And if you're standing still, everything else is going forward around you and you're going to be left behind. That's what I think.
Oh, I agree 100%. And you never got to even compete as a black belt yet, right?
Nope.
You haven't been able because there hasn't been any competition. And I haven't been able to compete as a white belt. So there you go. We're in the same. just when I was getting ready for a couple of competitions, then we had the lockdown. So everything's been kind of like on hold. But I don't know. Like there's been a lot of positive too. I like to look at the positive. And, you know, for me personally, 2020, it's been a tough year for the church and for the community, but personally has been pretty good in the sense of, you know, health wise and exercise and, you know, spending a lot of time, even during lockdown and, you know, training and researching and with my kids and when things opened again, we've been training a lot at the gym too and at the club. So it's been a really good thing. And we're not happy about this lockdown again and having to go back into the house again, like and train from home. Yeah.
2020 will always be known as a strange year.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Not just a strange one, a bad one, right?
Yeah.
But
miserable.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But we try to be positive and you know, we'll see what happens. Now I think I'm going to maybe put some mats down, you know, in one of the spare classrooms here at the church or something, you know. maybe do some exercise and some technique here since I got some space and the church is closed now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about maybe doing that. I'm actually serious. Bring the kids over here and just
that'd just be crazy.
Yeah. Roll around a bit. Right.
Got to do something. That's what I know.
Well, even my instructors are like, yeah, that's actually a good idea. It's like, mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's not a bad idea. So, cause we don't know how long it'll last. So
yeah.
Nice. So, you know, it's where are you going to be spending? Well, obviously, you're going to be spending Christmas at home, Father Thomas, but are you going to be, guys, depending on lockdown and everything like that, have you, are you guys, do you have any plans? Do you have anything special organized or just staying with the in-laws?
I have no idea. We're locked down here. It's so strict and ridiculous, like what you can and can't even sell in stores now. And it's, we've been, I think, in a heavy lockdown, at least for over a week now, and they close all the gyms, jiu-jitsu clubs for like 2 weeks before that, and there's still like 400 new cases a day. So it's like, no matter what you do, apparently the virus is going to do what it wants to do. And so I'm just looking at that like, I'll probably just be with my in-laws and my grandmother, because right now the way everything's locked down, if you live alone, you're allowed to see one other person or whatever nonsense. So the other day I went to my grandma's to clean Friday night, and I walked in there and I was like, well, I guess you're stuck with me until they let other people see. So yeah, see how it goes. I think she's lonely. So this, hopefully we're allowed to see other people. Otherwise it'll just be, yeah, I'll see my in-laws and I'll go spend Christmas with my grandma, because I can just walk to her place. Mm-hmm. So, and then at the church. Yeah. Then at the church. So it's me, Father Nick, Deacon John, and a chanter and another chanter. And so see how it goes right now. Right now it was supposed to be locked down for 4 weeks here. So I guess we're a little over 1 week in. So we'll see.
Have they given you any, it's not for sure that you'll be locked down for Christmas. You might be open.
Yeah, it was supposed to be for 4 weeks.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we don't have, here in Toronto, we don't have a date, unfortunately. So the lockdown was announced, but there hasn't
been. It was supposed to be for 28 days, or is that just for a
different reason? That was the original lockdown from, that was like the original closing of restaurants and things like that, which was a week before. And they said for 28 days until mid-December. But with this one, I hope it's only a 28 days, but they didn't really give an end date to it. So we're hoping that, yeah, we'd be very nice to have it lifted before Christmas. So people can actually go to church, and also people can, at least go and see their families. Like for us here, you know, we got my parents nearby at their condo, and we got my in-laws nearby, but the whole family's like, I got my one sister, she's out in Ajax in a town outside of Toronto. And then we got my other sister who's married to Father Costa, who was a priest out in London, Ontario.
Yeah.
And so we can't see everybody at the same time.
In 2021, everyone should just move in together. That's like that's basically what you're gonna have to do, just everyone live together. So then you can't, live together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? It's going to be hard because we have a big family.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a big family, and it's hard because even for Thanksgiving, we couldn't see everybody. We had to only have dinner parts of the family on different days.
Very, very.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what we did. Yeah. Because the family's too big to get together. So, we're going to do the best we can during this Christmas season, and hopefully maybe we'll have the blessing of being able to be all together. But if not, we'll do the best we can.
It should be like better than Halloween or like Thanksgiving, because it didn't go too good.
You didn't go trick or treating? No Halloween in your area?
We only had a Halloween party.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there was no trick or treating. It was shut down.
That's sad.
We had a couple trick or treaters, and then there were some kids. I guess their parents let them by themselves, but they probably told them to stay on one side of the road, so they didn't come to our side. So. Mm-hmm. So that was like the highlight of seeing some little kid dressed up as like a monkey and stuff like that. But yeah, crazy times.
They would have all looked just like doctors, I'm assuming. They have masks.
A monkey doctor.
That's actually pretty funny.
Thank you, George. We should have you on as a co-host all the time.
Yeah, that's what I agree with.
All right, well, wrapping up, guys, for final thoughts today on this kind of our first Christmas special. We've had Father Thomas here and my son, George.
Yep,
who's been entertaining us a bit with his commentary and giving us a little bit of insight from, his experience of jiu-jitsu. And
that's
also
exactly why I'm here.
Yes. And interrupting me. the last kind of year that we've been under multiple lockdowns and this and that and training, and now it's Christmas. So, I don't know. Let's start with George. George, So what are your final thoughts? Like, you know, we are coming up to Christmas. We know what you're looking forward to. You're looking forward to the presents and you're looking forward to the tree. But what if you could have,
not just that, I'm looking forward to many stuff.
Okay. If you could have, like, if you could change something, like, about this whole stuff, like the way the world is right now and every, you know, the way things are, what would you change to make this Christmas better?
Hoping that COVID ends.
Okay, that's a good answer. I think everybody's hoping for that. So we pray for that too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good final thought, I think, right? Father Thomas, any thoughts or well wishes to everybody for this Christmas season?
Just try to stay positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just stay positive.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I agree. I want to wish everybody, all our listeners and everybody who's been with us for the last better part of a year, a very Merry Christmas. Christ is born. Glorify him. I hope that everybody does have a chance to get together with some family, regardless of where you are in the country or in the States or anywhere else that you listen to us, and that you're able to spend time with your family, because Christmas is not only about the birth of Christ, but also especially about being grateful for all the things that we have, regardless of the difficulties. And so we do hope that everybody does have a very, very Merry Christmas. And that for those of us who are Orthodox, we can actually get back to our churches, hopefully. If not, at least try to celebrate in our homes as best we can. And again, we thank everybody for listening to us and following us on Instagram and on Facebook and supporting our show. Please spread the word, especially in the new year. We will have a lot of new episodes coming. And again, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, Father Thomas.
Merry Christmas.
I hope I see you again soon.
Oh, that's a nice choice.
I hope to see you again soon, too.
All right. So we'll see everybody for our next episode, which will be in the new year. So we'll have our New Year's episode, and we'll have a guest on for then. And till then, Merry Christmas, everybody, and we'll see you soon. Take care.
Bye.
You have been listening to The Fighting Priests, an independent podcast. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram and let us know your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. Till next time, keep training the body and the soul. God bless.